So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here. I don't really have one particular item to talk about this week. There's been a couple of small things. I guess the biggest thing is the action that Donald Trump took at the end of last week in repealing some of the key provisions of the Obamacare bill, which is really, really good. And being that I used to sell life, health, and accident insurance, Obamacare hit me hard. I actually was no longer able to get any work because nobody was buying insurance, and ended up just letting my license lapse. So I was glad to see that. What I want to start off with is something that happened here in the local area, here in North Carolina last week. It was very disturbing, it was very shocking, it was very disgusting. And of course, what I'm referring to is that young punk that attacked the older fellow at the Panthers and Eagles game in Charlotte. I watched that video, and it's just completely disgusting. Now, when I first heard this, I immediately, I know I'm being stereotypical here, I just immediately assumed it was going to be a young black guy going after an older white guy. I was wrong. I do apologize for that. It was, in fact, a young white punk that was completely disrespecting his race and his heritage, and it disgusts me to see someone acting that way. Now, apparently what happened was the older fellow was sitting down, and this young punk and his girlfriend stood up for the entire game, and the guy really couldn't see the game. Now, I've told you this before, I despise sports. I hate them with a passion. However, I have been to rock shows and country shows. I had a girlfriend for a while who was very generous and used to buy us tickets all the time to some pretty good venues, actually. And she was always willing to shell out the bucks and had the bucks to get, you know, third and fourth row seats. So we're always really close. But invariably, somebody would stand up and everybody else would stand up, and you can't see what's going on. Now, sure, you can hear the music, but the whole purpose in being there live is to see what's going on, especially with something like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which I was fortunate enough to have her buy me tickets to twice. But I mean, that they put on a great show, and you need to see what's going on. And these people stand up. You eventually end up having to stand up yourself, too. And then your feet get tired, your legs get tired, you gotta sit down, and these morons are still standing in front of you, and you can't see what's going on. So apparently this older fellow had had enough of that. He wanted to see what was going on with the game, and says something to this little punk. And they got into an argument over it, and this little kid comes in and punches the guy right in the face. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, it was taken on somebody's cell phone from many feet away, and you can clearly hear the impact when he punches him in the face. Gets two shots in, the guy puts his hands up, has no idea how to defend himself. He was never expecting that. I mean, he's probably retired or is a businessman or something. Probably never been in a fist fight. Had absolutely no idea what to do except sit there and protect his face. And he was punched two more times for a total of four punches to the face. Now, I can tell you what I would have done. As soon as he hit me with that first one, once he took me off guard, as soon as I saw his fist coming in for the second shot, My right arm would have come up and blocked it. My left arm would have come around with as much force as I could muster to hit his forearm, and I would have snapped both his radius and his ulna completely. That's what I would have done. That's just me. Most people are not used to defending themselves. They don't know how to defend themselves. They've never taken any kind of training, and they just simply don't know what to do. And unfortunately, that seemed to be the case of this poor old guy. And he has pressed charges, which he damn well sure had the right to do, and I would have myself. But, yeah, I don't know what this world is coming to, folks. I mean, everybody is just starting to act like thugs. They're starting to act like all these Negro punks out there that they see with absolutely no regard for society. And now everybody thinks they can do it because the blacks have been getting away with this now for the past 40 or 50 years. Nobody calls them out on it. When they do, they're called racist. And everyone now thinks that they have the right to do the same thing. And it just absolutely saddens me that that happened here in my hometown. It saddens me and it disgusts me. And I don't know what this world is coming to, but everything that's been going on recently in the political arena and the way people are starting to act, something's got to give, folks. Something's got to give or it's going to break. And if it breaks, I don't think those people who have been taking advantage of us are really going to like the outcome. They may think they'll have the upper hand, and they may actually have the upper hand initially. But once we regain from that initial sucker punch to the face and we come back swinging, that'll be it. And we will sweep the sidewalk with these punks. Oh, and speaking of sidewalks, I actually got an email from a regular listener here who wanted to know what the outcome was of my water main situation last week that I shared with you, where the water main had broken, and it was actually the feeder to my meter coming from the other side of the street. It was leaking under the road. So I got this email, and he said, how'd the water main break work out? Did the municipality fix it? Who has to pay for you? And your municipality, you or the municipality. Here in New York City, the homeowner has to pay for everything. As for sidewalks, in the summer, they belong to the municipality. In the winter, the homeowner. Now, that last one there was pretty good. I'm actually familiar with that. Connecticut is the same way. I don't know about the whole state, but at least the city of New Haven has that same deal with the sidewalks. Let me just explain what he's dealing with there in New York City. They take a whole bunch of money from you in taxes and have absolutely no intention of doing anything but to squander that money in return. So if your water main breaks, you have to pay for it. Now here, if it's on the house side of the meter, we're responsible for it. If it's anything on the other side of the meter, Charlotte Water has to pay for this. In New York City, it's completely the opposite way around. You have to pay for everything, including, my understanding is, if your house catches on fire, you have to pay for the equipment. You have to pay for the firefighters, the fire engines, everybody that shows up. Now, that is completely wrong. I mean, that's the whole purpose in paying taxes, folks. You get your garbage picked up. You get cops there to your door when you need them. Your house catches on fire. You call 911, and the fire department shows up and puts it out. I mean, that's how it works. At least that's how it's supposed to work. But that's not how things work in a democratic state like California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, or New York. And I was actually reminded of something, and I shared it with this guy. When I was a little kid living in Connecticut, my dad was a volunteer firefighter. And there was a mountain, well, there's several mountains in that part of Connecticut. I mean, it's all mountains right out to the coast. But there was a set of log cabins. I think there was three of them on the top of one of these mountains. It was about 500 or 600 feet high. And one of them caught on fire, and it belonged to a guy that had moved there from New York City. And of course, if you've ever dealt with a volunteer fire department, I mean, everybody shows up. They show up in their own vehicles. Somebody shows up with the fire engines. I mean, the wives show up with coffee and cookies. I mean, everybody turns out for this. And the guy was going absolutely ballistic. Why did you send all your equipment out? Do you have any idea how much this is going to cost me? And the chief is trying to talk to the guy and calm him down. He's like, dude, I don't know where you came from, but I mean, we're a volunteer department. I mean, all these men got up in the middle of the night to come out, put your damn house out, and you're over here screaming and yelling obscenities at them? And finally, the guy realized what was going on. He calmed down and he apologized and actually sent a very nice check to the fire department to pay for some new equipment, which was very generous. But he was used to having to pay for the services. And that's something that I've never been able to understand. I mean, here in North Carolina, I mean, you pay your taxes and you get what you pay for. I have an issue, I get on 311, I call in, and somebody takes care of it. In the event they don't, I call back and then identify myself, and then somebody comes out here. It shouldn't have to work that way, folks. I mean, you call in to get something done, it should be done right away. But anyway, coming up here pretty close to a break, so I'm going to end this discussion at this point. What? Oh, yeah, okay. George is just telling me, I didn't have my reading glasses on. I was looking at the clock here. I thought it said 16:35 into the show, and it's only 10:35 in, so not time for a break yet. So let me cover something else here. I think it'll probably time out pretty good for a break coming up at the end of this. Have you ever heard of Whataburger? Now, it's a burger chain. I know it's based in Texas. And there are actually two Whataburgers. There is a local chain here in North Carolina called Whataburger, but I think it's What-A-Burger, whereas the big chain Whataburger is just one solid word. But anyway, they had a negress that refused to serve police officers a few days ago. This is a growing trend, which just disturbs the hell out of me. These people, they just think that they can refuse service to anyone and not have any consequences. Well, the consequences that she got was she got her black ass fired, and you know, that goes without saying that should happen. But she claimed that her boyfriend had been beat up a couple weeks prior, and so she wasn't serving no police officers. Well, they went back, they found out who he was, they pulled the dash cam, there was no violence whatsoever. He did not resist. They simply arrested him. He was not touched. He was not beaten up. She was simply lying and did not like cops and didn't want to serve them. So the chief is saying, well, you know, look, you know, that was stupid, but I mean, our job is to be there to protect and serve. And, you know, if you ever need the cops, of course, we're going to be there to do our job, just like you should have been there for us. But if you don't like us, we're not going to go where we're not wanted. We'll just have to go somewhere else. The only problem is, apparently, Whataburger is open like 24 hours a day or something. So it's the only place that they can go in the middle of the night. Or at least maybe the drive-thru is open. Like, I know some McDonald's have a drive-thru that's open 24 hours a day. But, you know, now they're trying to figure out where else to go. Well, it's a shame that Arby's isn't open 24/7. Because let me tell you what, folks. Arby's loves our police officers. I think I shared with you the story where I stopped in coming back from an officer's funeral, and the guy was ringing it up, and he says something to this other guy who's the manager, and the manager came over and opened up the register and looked at me and said, you know, this one's on me, and he gave me my food for free. Not only do they not discriminate against cops, I know they offer the employee discount to police officers. So if you want to patronize a fast food joint that does, in fact, support our blue brothers and sisters, Arby's is a place to go because they will give them that 10% discount. And that's just, it's a nice gesture. It really is. Now, I don't know if that's every location, but I do know I've run into that in a couple of Arby's. At one point, I was a member of a law enforcement, I hate to say that, law enforcement motorcycle club. And you know, we had our colors on, you know, with the badges and everything, and stopped into an Arby's that was in a different location and got the discount as well. So I think that's something that Arby's kind of does across the board, unless I just got really lucky and found two locations where the managers just absolutely loved police officers. But again, that is an organization, well, not an organization, but a company that does support police officers. So I guess that's some place that they can go if they do have an Arby's in that little town wherever it happened. And hopefully Arby's will get the money instead of Whataburger. I just don't understand this whole anti-cop and anti-veteran thing that so many people seem to have nowadays. I mean, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave, and our military keeps it that way. And these people that get out there screaming and yelling and protesting the military is what keeps those freedoms in place. They are protesting the very people that give them the ability to do that. The same thing with the cops. The people that get out there screaming and yelling and protesting the cops are usually people who have had problems with them. And when the time comes, who's the first person they call when they need help? The police. Never, ever understood that. But then again, those kind of people, well, I guess there really is no understanding for them, is there? People want to burn our flag, disrespect our flag, but that's the only flag in the world that I know of that you can actually burn or disrespect like that without some kind of horrible consequences coming down upon your shoulders. I really can't think of any other country in the world where nothing happens if you burn the flag. And these people just don't seem to understand that this is the absolute best country in the world to live. If you don't like it, go live in China. Go live in North Korea. I'm sure they'd open their arms and welcome you in and give you a big taste of what the rest of the world is really like. Now, I never served in the military. And the reason for that was I'm not really good at taking orders. And I would not have gotten through basic training with somebody screaming in my face and calling me all kinds of names. I would have lost it and ended up in the stockade. So I knew better than to go into the military. But for those men and women who have gone through that, I have all the respect in the world for them. Whether it appeals to me or not, they're out there doing a job. They're doing a damn fine job, and I respect them for doing that job. Gotta take a break. I'll be back in a couple minutes, folks.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com, and remember to always be prepared.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. So before the break, I was talking about the bad rap that our cops and our military get, especially our veterans. And we all remember just what happened after Vietnam with the disgusting actions that were done to those brave men and women that served over in Vietnam and how they were treated when they came back. After the first Gulf War, the perception changed 180 degrees. And the public perception of the military changed at that point as well, and they started respecting our military again, just as they had done in World War I, World War II, and Korea. I want to link you up with something here. There's a song out there. It's very pro-soldier. It's anti-war. It's not anti-government. It's not anti-American. It's not anti-military. It's anti-useless war, but very, very pro-soldier. It's called This Is War by Stephen P. Richards. Now, you can go on YouTube, type in This Is War, Stephen P. Richards, and it will pop up. There will be two versions of it that pop up. They're the identical music video. One is from the production company, and one is from Stephen P. Richards himself. This is a really awesome song. I'm going to play it for you. The song, in and of itself, is pretty good, but the music video it's absolutely killer, folks. It stars white nationalist author and actor D.A. Hanks. He plays the lead role in this. So I want you to listen to this song, and then I want you to look it up and watch the music video. It's very, very heartbreaking with what happens in here. And all the proceeds, if you go to songsinc.com, and I'll say that again after, songsinc.com, and download this song, all the proceeds from this song go to the Wounded Warriors Project. So for a couple of bucks, I don't know exactly how much it is. I've never actually looked it up. But it's not a whole lot of money, folks. But anything that you can do that makes a contribution to our Wounded Warriors would be, you know, just completely awesome. And again, it does star a white nationalist in the lead role in the music video. So that makes it even better.
Walking through the night, distant shots, they hear the fight. Some are boys, some are men, some will never come back again. Friendlies flying overhead, laying down a wall of lead. Cannons tearing up the ground, slicing through the battle sounds. Do you recognize? This is war.
This is war.
These are lives,
these are lives.
Do you comprehend? We're the ones,
we're the ones
that can make it end,
that can make it end.
The radio cracks and cries, a call for fire lights the sky. The septic smell of steel and death penetrate the sergeant's breath. The medic cries and screams out loud. He pounds his fists into the ground. Another tag beneath the tongue. Another war that's never won. Do you recognize? This is war.
This is war.
And these are lives.
These are lives.
We're the ones
that
can make it end,
that can make it end.
A baby spoon hits the floor. A metal chest to ease the pain from burning words that can't explain. Instantly her world goes black. She never thought it won't come back. Another child that's never known. Another angel coming home. Do you recognize? This is war.
This is war.
And these are lies.
These are lies.
That's actually a pretty good tune, huh? And it has been playing on Sirius Radio now for almost 8 years. Very, very good tune, has a very good message. So again, go to YouTube and put this in, This Is War, Stephen P. Richards, and then go to songsinc.com to download it. All the proceeds will go to the Wounded Warriors Project. And again, if you watch the video, it does star white nationalist actor and author of Patriot Act, A Novel of Resistance, D.A. Hanks, in that music video. So check it out, folks. So as that song was playing, George just reminded me that I had forgotten to talk about the sidewalks when dealing with the email from the listener up there in New York City who was dealing with the municipalities. The reason that the city of New York owns the sidewalks in the summer and you own them in the winter is very simple. It has to do with snow and ice. They maintain them in the summer when there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. When you have a sidewalk in front of your house, you are responsible for keeping it maintained clean and free from snow and ice. If someone slips and falls and gets hurt, they can sue you because you own the sidewalk. Now, that kind of garbage does not go on here in North Carolina, thank God. But in New York City, and again, I have encountered this in New Haven, Connecticut, that is the way the law works. They put the sidewalks in, it's on their right of way, but you are responsible for maintaining them, and if you don't and somebody slips and gets hurt, they sue you and not the city. Isn't that such a great Jew world? Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. So again, go back and check out that music video. It is This Is War by Stephen P. Richards. You can find it on YouTube. And let me tell you something. If that video does not bring tears to your eyes, you are a heartless beast. I will just tell you that right now. That video tells the story of what goes on behind the scenes after the brave men and women who give their lives, what happens when they come home, and it gives the whole backstory to it. It's really, really good. I urge you to check it out, and I do urge you to go to songsinc.com, download it, and chip in a few bucks to the Wounded Warriors Project. It's a really, really good cause. As always, if you would like to get in touch with me, you may do so at tommyfreedomrings@yahoo.com. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.